Next Wednesday sees the latest production to come to the Madam Market Theatre. The East Norfolk Operatic Society will retell the tale of the Yeoman of the Guard. It follows a jester who foolishly allows his maid to marry a condemned man in order to inherit a fortune. Things don't go according to plan. In the studio with me now is the show's director, Richard Mitchell. He likes things done properly, so he's coming to the wrong place here. And the performer in the production, Anne Richardson, who you will know from BBC Radio Norfolk's Business News. Hello to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Are you well?
Fine, thank you. Yes.
Good.
Yes,
good. How's life with the East Norfolk Operatic Society, then?
Well, just amazing. Absolutely. Do you know, I had to flick through my diary, and it was actually July last year that we were in talking to you.
Was that long ago?
That's what surprised me, yes. And we hadn't even auditioned then. And now we've just had our final rehearsal at Wroxham Church Hall, and we get the scenery into the Madam Market this coming Sunday and open on Wednesday.
How do you organise the scenery festival? Where does that come from?
Stored in the old theatre, actually, on the Scotto Enterprise Park, the old RAF base.
Oh, yes.
So it's all constructed there. We have a wonderful team of constructors and painters and designers. And then it all goes on a van. And we're allowed into the Madam Market at 10 o'clock on Sunday. And we spend Sunday and Monday putting it all together.
So it's all hands to the pump, then.
Absolutely,
Is it?
It's been extraordinary. I was approached to sort of have a basic idea at a production meeting, and they took it away, and they've just come back with the most incredible set. They've just taken everything on board.
What have they done for you then?
Well, I took some photographs at the Tower of London of some of the sort of bridge work, the woodwork, and they've just replicated that.
Brilliant.
And the backdrop. Am I giving too much away?
No.
Fantastic angled painting of the Tower of London. Absolutely phenomenal. And we're reusing some arches that they've used in a couple of shows already. But it's all been repainted to what we want. And just, as Anne says, such a dedicated team. They just turn around and say, we love this. We actually love doing it. They paint it. They put it all together.
Do they ever come to the productions to
oh,
watch?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, actually,
some of the painters have to come twice because they come to look at their painting and then they come to look at the show.
Well, at least one of them actually is our stage manager, so he has to be there.
Yes, I suppose he's the stage manager. Now, there's a very underrated job, underestimated job, because you have nerves of steel to be stage manager, don't you?
You have. Hide of a rhino, too.
I would have to say.
Because the first thing he has to do when we get in on the... Well, we have our first technical rehearsal on the Monday, is read the riot act to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, when you get into the wings, don't stop, keep moving.
Don't talk.
Go straight towards the kettle in the green room, that kind of thing. And you know, it's all this sort of health and safety thing as well, for the safety.
Yeah, because the stage manager gets moaned at by and moans at absolutely everybody.
yes.
There's Piggy in the middle, if ever there was one, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
So, how long have you been involved with the society?
I've been with the society for 13 years now. So I think this is my 14th production. Absolutely love it. It was always very different from what I was doing at work, with a whole new group of people, and we all have great fun.
So, because you're from an accountancy background?
Yes, yeah? That's right, yes, yeah. But to do something completely different is amazing, and singing is great.
I think it's really important in life to actually broaden your horizons, just generally. And it's quite surprising how uplifting it can be when you just take on something different in your life. It's true, isn't it?
It is, totally, yeah. And to be with different sorts of people as well, and different ages, because we've got a wide span of ages within the group, which is great, and we all work together, great team.
So tell me about your part then, what you're doing.
I'm in the chorus, but I'm not allowed to say just the chorus, because the chorus is extremely important.
I made that mistake.
It would be a fairly drab show without the chorus.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, what a magnificent sound they made.
Yes.
It's just phenomenal.
Well, I've often said, you know, Gilbert and Sullivan just always hit the spot. They managed to pitch everything just perfectly.
Well, that's right.
To everyone.
That's right, absolutely. Of course, when we were in last year, we were hoping to get a few extra members, and we've been lucky. We have some new members. We have, of course, the core of the company. And just as important, we have some people returning who have been with the group.
Oh, that's good
news. I counted up in the programme today, we actually have 35 people on stage, which is rather a lot at the Madam Market.
For the Madam Market, it is.
It's going to look phenomenal, and it's just going to sound amazing.
I'm glad you've got a really good set for it as well, because that's the icing on the cake, isn't it?
Well, of course, at the Madam Market, there's no curtains. So as soon as the audience walk into the auditorium,
there you are.
They see it. Yes. Yeah.
And there's all sorts of weird things, like little odd balconies here and there, and four pillars that stick up in the middle of the stage, you know, so we work around those. And in fact, for a piece like Yeoman of the Guard, which is 16th century, it's just perfect. You know, there's so much wood that can be used as part of the set.
I don't know much about Yeoman of the Guard. Is there much humour in it?
Yeah, well, it is. It's the only one of the 13 Savoy operas that actually really has real characters. There's no mad fairies or peers or pirates who were all orphans, that kind of thing. It's I don't want to put people off by saying it's the most serious one that they did, but it is the most serious one, and which would have delighted Sullivan, because he was a very serious, actually, church musician. And it gave him the chance to write some absolutely magnificent
music. His teeth into something really scary.
That's right. And Gilbert, it's not a topsy-turvy plot. It's there's a lot of puns, there's a lot of wordy jokes. It's a bit like a Two Ronnies sketch at times, you know. There's one scene that Ed Ramsdale does as Jack Point, which is full of jailing, jailer-like and jailing. And we don't know how he does it, but he gets away with it every time. It's wordy for Gilbert, which he loved, serious music for Sullivan. Glorious, and a real story.
Not to be missed.
Absolutely.
How many performances are there?
Five
of them.
Yes, right. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, twice on Saturday.
Does each one, when you do shows like this, do they all feel as fresh as the last when you go out on stage?
It's strange. We usually have a really good Wednesday. Sometimes there can be a few sort of quirks on Thursday and Friday, but we get through those. And then on Saturday, because we do it twice, there's a lot of adrenaline going, certainly by the evening performance. And then we have about an hour and a half to get everything out of the theatre. We have to be out by midnight.
Oh, my days, really?
Yes. All hands to the pump.
Absolutely. Is that when you get a day with two performances, what do you do in between?
People do different things. Usually there's some eating involved, some sleeping as well, but just sort of...
Don't go to the bar.
No, exactly.
That's right.
And we're very lucky this time again to have Martin Milnes, who's a professional tenor that's coming to be with us. And he always helps to lift the show and helps everybody else with their performances as well. So that's absolutely great.
Thank you for coming in to see us, both of you. So the first performance is on Wednesday, and it runs through until Saturday. With the matinee performance on the Saturday. Tickets, £12. Friday night, under 18s, £10. Thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right,
yeah.
And you've got a website if anyone wants to go and have a look or get in touch with you about joining.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we're always looking for new performers as well, and we're doing Patience next year.
Right.
So it's a very different one.
So if you're listening to this and you want to get in touch with them, it's the East Norfolk Operatic Society. Thank you.
Tickets from the Madam Market.
Yes, okay. Yeah, thank you. Anne and Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you.